From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. We're seeing a sharp drop in U.S. stocks today. At last check, the Dow plunged 263 points to hit 10,007. NASDAQ has lost 65 points, settling at 2,125. Investors are increasingly worried in part about new signs that Europe's governments are having trouble financing their debts. Oil prices fell 5% today, the biggest drop in 6 months. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
Investors have kept oil prices high despite the worldwide recession as capital fled the dollar looking for a safer home. For months, that's been oil futures, but the depth of the economic downturn and the sudden drop of the euro is affecting the oil market. Oil is priced in dollars, which have been rising against the euro because of a growing concern about the solvency of several southern European countries. U.S. crude dropped $3.76 to $73.22 a barrel. Refinery utilization in the United States has fallen to 77.7%, the lowest since the 1980s. Despite being in the depths of winter, the U.S. is nevertheless awash in natural gas. Nearly 2.5 trillion cubic feet are stored in reserve. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
Toyota's executives say they have no plans to suspend sales of its big-selling Prius hybrid in the U.S., even though the company concedes trouble with the vehicle's anti-lock brakes. The automaker says it's making adjustments to the vehicle's brake system to address consumer complaints. U.S. safety regulators are investigating the matter, as well as accelerator problems on other Toyota vehicles. The general in charge of the war in Afghanistan says that while the security situation there remains serious, it is no longer deteriorating. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has more.
Last summer, General Stanley McChrystal delivered a bleak assessment of the war, warning that insurgents had the momentum and the situation was growing worse. Now, General McChrystal is sounding more upbeat.
I still will tell you that I believe the situation in Afghanistan is serious. I do not say now that I think it's deteriorating. I think, and I said that last summer, and I believe that that was correct. I feel differently now.
McChrystal was speaking to reporters on the sidelines of a NATO meeting in Istanbul. McChrystal's dire reports from the war zone last August played a key role in President Obama's decision to send 30,000 more U.S. troops. The general says U.S., NATO, and Afghan security forces have not yet turned the corner, but he expects to make, quote, real progress in 2010. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News.
10 U.S. missionaries in Haiti have been charged with child kidnapping and criminal association. A deputy prosecutor in Haiti announced today that the group is accused of trying to take children illegally out of the country where an earthquake struck last month. The missionaries maintain they were innocent. This is NPR. India is proposing high-level bilateral talks with its neighbor Pakistan. The offer is being seen as a sign of a thaw in relations between the two nuclear-armed rivals. NPR's Philip Reeves has this from New Delhi.
It's 14 months since militants sailed in from Pakistan and killed more than 160 people in the Indian city of Mumbai. That assault led India to freeze the peacemaking dialogue with Pakistan that had been underway, albeit slowly, for several years. For a long time, there seemed to be little chance those talks would resume. India was angry over what it saw as Pakistan's failure to do enough against the perpetrators of the Mumbai attack. Now there are signs of a change of mood. India's suggesting talks at the level of Foreign Secretary, that's the most senior civil servant handling foreign affairs. India's proposing discussions about terrorism, but appears open to other subjects too. Pakistan's welcomed the proposal, saying it wants to talk about all outstanding issues, including Kashmir, the dispute at the core of the enmity between these two South Asian nations. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.
The New York Attorney General's office has filed civil charges against former Bank of America Chief Ken Lewis, alleging he misled investors about acquisition of Merrill Lynch. Civil charges have also been filed against Joe Price, who was chief financial officer at the time but now heads up the bank's consumer banking division. New unemployment applications are up for the fourth time in 5 weeks. According to the Labor Department, the number of people who file for jobless insurance for the first time rose last week by 8,000 to a seasonally adjusted 480,000. A 6.0 magnitude earthquake has struck off the coast of Northern California. There have been no immediate reports of damage. This is NPR.